This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We'll begin with those two men charged with murder in that shooting after the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl parade. One person was killed, many others injured. Court documents say the two men were strangers who got into an argument, pulled out guns, and started firing. Prosecutor Gene Peters Baker says suspect Lindell Mays drew his weapon first.
He is in custody and he faces the following charges: murder in the second degree, felony murder, the underlying felony of unlawful use of a weapon, and this is, of course, an A felony, the highest charge that Missouri has available, and it brings up to a life sentence.
There are reports that Israeli strikes across Gaza killed at least 67 Palestinians in the past few hours, including in areas where civilians have been told to go to be safe. Meanwhile, there are worries that enough food can't get to the region.
The World Food Program has said that food deliveries into northern Gaza have been halted because of increasing chaos across the territory. The lack of food deliveries to the isolated north of the enclave has heightened fears of potential starvation. A study by the UN Children's Agency warned that 1 in 6 children in the north are acutely malnourished. Overwhelmed UN and relief workers have said aid distribution has been crippled by Israeli failure to ensure them safe passage amid Israel's air and ground offensive in the enclave. I'm Karen Chamas.
Forecasters say that rain and snow that's been hammering California will end today. Much of the rest of the nation is seeing above average temperatures, says the National Weather Service. President Biden's expected to create a new federal rule today that it is hoped will make the nation's ports safer from possible cyber attacks. Meanwhile, the First Lady Jill Biden is announcing $100 million in federal funding for research and development into women's health. It's part of a new White House initiative. This is AP News. You may have to pay more if you want to check those bags on a flight. The AP's Ed Donahue.
American Airlines is raising bag fees and changing how customers earn frequent flyer points. The fee for checking a bag on an American domestic flight goes from $30 to $35 online, $40 if checking in at the airport. A second bag will cost $45. American last raised bag fees in 2018. American also announced starting with tickets issued May 1st, customers will have to buy tickets directly from the airline or its partner carriers or from preferred online travel agencies if they want to earn points on the AAdvantage loyalty program. Corporate travelers won't be affected. The changes are part of a long shift by airlines away from using travel agents and paying them commissions and bringing ticket sales in-house. I'm Ed Donahue.
Russian President Putin says Moscow does not intend to deploy nuclear weapons in space. He spoke yesterday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.